This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. Three decades of settling arguments like, are you a man if you order salmon at a steakhouse? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
Nick is here, as in producer Nick, as in he's been around longer than Brandon, but not as long as Dawn, as part of the Rad family. And he alluded earlier this morning as we were talking about how Nick used to be well known when he was part of the show every day for eating disgusting foods and sometimes for money, you know, things dipped in toilets. And was he the cheese, the guy in the bus?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, the blinds.
The dirty blinds.
Remember? Do you remember that one?
I do.
You didn't pass out or anything?
No,
the dusty, dirty cheese?
We were on the old radio station tour bus, which has not been cleaned in the history of the tour bus. And all sorts of disgusting people have done disgusting things on the bus. Mm. And there is a cheese tray that was out on the bus because we were taking some listeners to an event. And so I took
classy.
There's a cheese tray. There was fruit.
I took the cheese and I just like raked it across the blinds because no one had cleaned those blinds ever.
No.
And then I raked it across the
floor.
And
you could see the hair and the dust on it.
And it popped it in like a piece of candy. It was great. I had to pick some fur out of my teeth, but other than that, it was fine.
Not only that, but like grease of some kind was on there. Because we're not talking just you haven't dusted your blinds. Like, they're not exaggerating. I don't think they were ever cleaned. And it almost morphed into, like, a gooiness, too. Because it seemed like cheese to me, from my recollection. Yes, what Nick's saying, because obviously it went in his mouth, the particles and the hairs. But it also looked like he dipped it in a dip.
Well,
right, like it had some consistency.
Because of what we know went on that bus, there were bodily fluids involved.
Yeah, not only bodily fluids, likely lube splashback onto said blinds.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're into cooking and culinary stuff, I would call it a black chutney.
During that conversation, we mentioned Classic Rad, which we do every morning at 11 a.m., 11 to 3. You can hear it on the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. Today, we go back 8 years. Back to 2016, a simpler time when we could spend an hour arguing over ice cream, which we do.
Nice.
A letter writer writes in to let us know that there is a ton of Americone Dream at the store. That's the Colbert version, right?
Yeah, that's the best one.
And that the Tonight Dough, which is
the best
Jimmy Fallon one, is sold out. And we go on an argument because
far superior.
I explain how Tonight Dough is the far superior ice cream.
Absolutely.
Dawn jumps on my bandwagon.
I didn't jump on your bandwagon. I'm sorry. Between the two of us, who has the bigger sweet tooth? I do. And you just happen to be correct in that instance, Mr. I hardly eat sweets person.
Right. But again, yes, that's right. I, like so many things in our history, I bring it up first and then you try to claim it later
true.
As yours.
No, that is not true. There are more things in history that I've tried myself and then you're like, ooh, done. Got it for me. And then that becomes the story.
Brandon, of course, defends. Now, he says he's tried both because I refuse to even try Americone Dream, something I, to this day, have not done.
Well, you still should.
And you demand on the show that I have to as well. And I say no, because the Tonight Dough was better.
It's fine. Okay, I've had it. It's fine.
But you should at least try it.
Yeah.
You don't know unless you try it.
It's a waste.
Caramel, the cone on there.
Oh, the chocolate-covered waffle cone.
Waste of time for Rob. Mm. After you've had the best...
Look,
now you're having myths.
This is one of the few things we get as adults. We don't get to be told by other adults that we have to try something before we say we don't like it.
That's true.
You'd be disappointed.
I don't care about the outcome. Just don't tell me I have to try it. I know. Am I mother? Action adventures like my comedy. Oh, really? Just make the film and you'll reign supreme. All right. You're a movie master. Movie. We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. You win those tickets, you're qualified for tomorrow morning's grand prize drawing to be upgraded to the front row. Caller 18 is Mark. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You will guess first if you know the movie. You will win. Now, if not, we would have gone to Greg, but Greg just emailed. And he said in his email, oh, no, I was caller 19 and the call dropped.
Aww.
Well, that's your problem. What are you emailing us for? That's your server, your service, or your dumb thumb.
Sharing. Yeah. He was caller 19.
Probably has a phone service that rhymes with Bay Shmee and Shmee.
So instead, we only have two guessers. So Mark will go first, and then Tyler, your caller 20.
Damn it, really?
Hanging, Kyle.
Hanging, yeah, Tyler.
Oh, God. Even sounds like an evil Tyler.
Go to hell.
Oh, Lord.
We are looking for a 2001 comedy. Now,
can we ever get any dialogue?
The connection here is, and it's true, there are definitely foreigners in this film. Mm. Get it? Foreigner.
Right,
take it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a comedy from 2001. I mean, if you're a real fan, you don't need any dialogue to know this. Mark, do you know the movie?
Shrek?
It, honestly, you have nothing to go on. You might as well just shout something out.
Tyler, how about you?
The 51st State.
Okay.
You lose.
Ha ha, Tyler. Ha ha.
Yeehaw, ching ching, ha ha.
So Kyle's ongoing feud with the people named Tyler as a result of three of them from his childhood, three different ones. Attacking him.
Doesn't make it a coincidence. That makes it a fact.
This is the American retelling of the 1993 French comedy, which was actually a blockbuster in France.
Oh, oui?
Called Les Visiteurs. Huh? That was the French version. Mm-hmm. In the American film, a French nobleman and his servant André find themselves in modern-day Chicago, transported from the 12th century due to a wizard's flawed time travel potion. And Kyle, you actually have a history with this movie.
Yeah, I do. It was my sister and I. It's one of our favorite movies, but it was one of my favorite movies because I was 11, 10 at the time, and Bridget Wilson is in it, mm-hmm. as well as what's the girl from American Pie?
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid. And then, of course, you have Christina Applegate. So three main hotties that I was super attracted
to. This is why all three of them went on to such stellar acting careers. This movie in America 2001 was called Just Visiting.
Hey! I don't want to just go and die!
Be silent, peasant.
Do you have another bottle of this bathing oil for André?
Do you realize the bath you just took cost over $2,000? That's American dollars.
Is that a lot?
Yes. Yes, it is.
You know, a blockbuster in France, not so much in America. It didn't translate. We have two more chances for you to win at 8 and 9 a.m. We had one of our 85 Heidis write in and say that whether or not I'm going to continue to balloon up, because I had the audacity to gain 5 pounds in 3 weeks, substituting an appetite for alcohol. We've created the Fat Rob line without my permission, suggestion, consent, or anything. It's in the stupid store. And you know what's even more great?
Is
we're doing a Raturday show this Saturday morning. We'll be live, and I'm told we'll all be wearing Fat Rob gear.
Yeah. All right.
Mandatory.
So Heidi wrote in, and she said, well, whether you're going to stay fat or not, I ordered my Fat Rob. I think she said she bought a shirt.
A
tank top.
I remember that because I thought, oh, she could wear it all summer.
Right. Of course, you remember anything a woman says. A random woman you probably never met. I say something, I might go even on a diatribe. Nothing. No recollection. No retention at all. You can go to radradio.com. You go to the stupid store.
Superstore.
We have mugs and then all the different types of shirts. So yesterday was my weigh-in, my check-in with my doctor.
Not an official weigh-in days. Official weigh-in days are Fridays, but whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, whatever, you know, that was Dawn's preemptive attack. That for some reason it doesn't count because
it doesn't.
On a different day of the week.
Everyone that is in the world of wanting to know what their weight is and they want to know if they've gained because they're trying to gain or lose, they know they have a weigh-in day and it has to be consistent. And you even kind of want to keep the time consistent.
And I do remember the first time you mentioned it, for disclaimer purposes, you did point out how psychotic it is to live that way.
It's completely psychotic, but that's what we do to ourselves.
So it was the same time of day, just a different day of the week.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you can be anywhere, a Wednesday to a Friday, that you can be anywhere from 2 to 5 pounds lighter or heavier.
And this wasn't a 3 week, this was a 4 week, or like a 3.5 week or a 3 week and 5 days, so it's even a longer period of time between weigh-in. So I stepped up onto the scale yesterday to start my appointment, and everybody there's a listener, so I was waiting to see what, because you know, first it does the thing where it digitally, it starts to calibrate, right? It goes up, it goes down.
Do you have something you're balancing on?
Yeah.
If you're not watching us on Rad TV, you could see the drummer actually playing Rob's belly right now.
Nice. Very nice.
You have an audience there at the doctor's office? Is that what you're saying?
I said they're all listeners.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But are they all surrounding?
I heard a little snicker from the, I think she's the head nurse, from what I've heard, when it landed at exactly the same weight. 176.2 as I was.
So you could be less on Friday. You could actually be less on Friday.
Yes, I asked my doctor if it's like a vet. Like, you can take your dog into most vets anytime to weigh them. I said, could I just come by on Friday and weigh in for my,
just say, you know who I am.
Did I hear
he does,
that, right?
He does know who I am.
See, there it is. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
you said you were eating a Snickers
no.
while you were weighing in?
What?
Yeah, I heard that, too.
That's what I heard.
What?
I heard that.
Yeah, Rob, being the businessman that you are you sandbagging? Are you deliberately staying this weight to sell more products for the Fat Rob line?
Oh, you putting weights around your ankles?
Wouldn't I put more weight on? Right. To make I should have gotten fatter.
You don't want to make it too obvious.
Right.
Because, look, if I've plateaued with only 5-6 days or whatever my appetite having plateaued, that means I'm actually, like, headed downward. Because whatever
that's
more
what
weight
I'm saying.
I did
I'm telling you, you're probably 2 pounds lighter on Friday if you go do it, at least, or maybe one.
Which I'm not going to do.
Anywhere from a half pound to 2 pounds. You are having me have a flashback memory I know I've shared before on the show. Usually when you have any disorders, you keep them private to yourself. But for whatever reason, one of my girlfriends in high school, she was a cheerleader, and she hung out. There's like 10 of us girls. I don't know how we ended up confiding in each other. We were probably late night at Coke, and you talk about everything.
Oh, that's lovely. That's
she great. Was anorexic, and I was bulimic, so we'd help each other. And the cheerleading squad, I know it's terrible. The cheerleading squad and then also the head coach for them was like, she's getting too thin. So they had her start doing these weigh-ins. Oh. And I would help her. We would put, and we were like, we got to do this strategically and correctly. We can't make it too obvious. So little by little, I'd help her put things on the bottom of her ankles, because then you have the big, remember those big workout parachute type pants we'd wear back in the 80s?
No.
The cheerleaders would put on. Yeah, yeah.
Sweat
and
out.
So it'd be over it so they wouldn't see it. And so they'd be, oh, okay, you're gaining weight. That's
oh my
good.
God.
Okay, a little bit. I know. It's terrible.
How did she help you? Would she stick her finger down your throat to help you?
Oh, my God.
She always had gum or breath mint or something, because you, a bulimic, has a breath.
Oh I'm aware. I'm aware. We used to work with somebody in Reno.
Or I'd be like, yeah.
She and just came out of the bathroom. Well, she's dead now. I don't have to hide her she is.
And I wasn't a real fan of a lot of the vomiting, because you can have bulimia in numerous ways. So I'd be like, I don't have any laxatives. And so there you go.
On this whole subject, we have been talking as well about semaglutide. Which is actually better known as?
Wegovy.
Sure.
Ozempic?
Yeah. Ozempic, oh, yes, okay. All of those. Same thing. Semaglutide is the official medicine that it's named after, but it's Ozempic, which and Wegovy and a couple others.
Not the same, or are they?
They are. They're basically the same. They
just
are
just a different name.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes is the answer. Ozempic was approved for diabetes treatment 7 years ago, and a guy in Washington State is named Bill Burkhard. He was profiled by the local station, one of the local stations there, the ABC affiliate, Cairo. He has type 2 diabetes, diagnosed 2 decades ago. Anyone who knows someone with diabetes knows it's a long, uneven road, tripping, stumbling as they find the right medication and the right diagnosis and dosages to get their levels in check. Ozempic was a miracle for Bill. It changed his life. And unfortunately for him, it's also the answer for so many people trying to lose weight for vanity reasons, and he can't get his drugs.
No.
In fact, when Cairo met him at his home in Covington, he was dealing with yet another message from yet another pharmacy telling him they did not have his drug in stock. And he says the struggles got very serious months ago when, of course, Oprah came out having shed all her weight and said, yes, I used Ozempic. Now,
after denying it first.
The point of this story is middle finger, F you, Bill. You and your disease, your legitimate reason to use Ozempic, because people are traveling, doctors are struggling to keep up with demand for Wegovy and Ozempic. The FDA reports the other two, Mounjaro and Zepbound, are expected to be out of stock until at least July, but not because of diabetes people. I mean, it is, but it isn't, because people are traveling thousands of miles to fill their prescriptions for weight loss amid national shortages and a sprint towards their summer bodies.
This is terrible.
Oh, honestly, mm-hmm. Okay, I honestly do not understand. Okay, I do understand. This is infuriating, because I know in the end they just want to sell this stuff. That's honestly ultimately what matters to them, which is sickening, because who should come first are people with diabetes. if you're coming in for weight loss, it's like, you know what? I got to hold off on you. You're the one that's going to have to wait and be on a waiting list. Not the people who have diabetes, not those patients. We have to make sure they have their actual medication for a disease or what, I don't know what it is, diabetes, a disease, what, that they have.
Well, I don't want to get into a whole thing here about the American medical system, you know, and how it works, and boring, political, and all that. Yeah. But you've got multiple facets there. A doctor, like if they're going through a doctor, which some people aren't even doing that, is just there to say, okay, yes, you qualify, I'm going to write you a script kind of thing. Well, then it has to go to the pharmacy. Then you get into the issue of a lot of these people that are doing it for weight loss, they're paying out of pocket. They're paying $1,000 because that's how important their vanity is.
Yeah.
And
right.
It's easier. Yeah. It's easier than going through the insurance company for the pharmacy.
That's so, what I'm saying. The money. The money. It always comes down to money. And right there, they're just going to pay out of pocket. Whereas the person with diabetes is most likely using their insurance. And oh, how boring. Because they have to wait to get paid on the other end, don't they? With their insurance.
Why don't you march to Washington and get it fixed?
It just does not seem right.
As so many things that are boring. I'm trying to have fun here. Dr. Angela Fitch, an obesity medicine expert in New York City, said she has patients fly in from as far as Florida, Virginia, and Ohio to fill prescriptions. She's had others who have driven to her from Maine, which is about 400 miles, a 7-hour car drive. Marley Bruno, who owns a med spa mind, body, and soul shop in Pensacola, Florida, says that people are looking to boost their weight loss goals to get beach ready, and blames the approach of summer on the even worse shortage of Ozempic, etc. People are starting, she says, to get into their bikinis and really want to get on the drug so they can lose weight quickly. Meanwhile, non-diabetes patients, those that are just taking the drug for weight loss, are posting tearful videos on social video next to empty boxes and hoping that they can get their next dose in time to look good in their bathing suit.
So what happens when these people use it for weight loss and they fit in their bikinis and get their beach bodies and then they come off? Isn't there any side effects that can mess with their brain chemistry? Are they aware of that?
There's all sorts of side effects that we were just playing all the clips earlier this week going in, coming off of it.
You don't care. And I'm not going to put everyone in that category of, I'm sure there are those, we've got a call this week or whatever, that it's for health and be better. When we're talking specifically this, where their purpose is just to get in a bikini, you don't care the side effects. You'll do anything crazy. You don't care. Whoa. A doctor can sit there and say to you, here are the things that are going to occur, whatever, give it to me. I need to look good in my bikini. You know how we are. That kind of mindset doesn't care.
And there's that, and there's also the shrug your shoulders, don't believe you.
Yeah.
When Jillian Michaels goes on a tour, when another doctor publishes a story that we're talking about on Monday of this week, where you have a 400% to 900% increased chance of getting pancreatitis, which is the number one indicator of pancreatic cancer, which is the worst of the worst.
The worst.
People are still like, oh yeah, right, whatever. Okay, it won't happen to me. It's
yeah,
okay.
The people that want to take Ozempic to make their body hot and ready for the beach don't want to hear that there's going to have to be maintenance. You're going to have to work out. You're going to have to drink some water. You know, do Kyle's trick of staying healthy after the Ozempic is out, because after this summer, you know, 7 months down the road, and you don't have your Ozempic, it's just all going to fall apart, and your body's going to – it's just – people don't understand that you have to continually work on your body in order to keep it the way it is.
I'll just keep taking the Ozempic. Mm-hmm. I'll go back on it.
I mean, there's always a rationalization for this. Speaking of social media, last night there was another – so let's see. We've got non-news that's news that's trending today. We've got Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction in New York has been overturned. It's meaningless. He's still in jail for another one in California. All they did was order him a new trial.
He's still a pig.
And it was all because of a judge and the way the judge handled the. I mean, it was a correct decision. Sorry, but it was. If you paid attention, if you knew what was going on in that trial, judiciously speaking, that judge was a moron the way he handled that case. And the appeals court has done the right thing. But he's not going anywhere. He hasn't been freed. He hasn't been vindicated of anything. Here's your other non-news story that everybody's lighting their head on fire about this morning. Oh, my God, they're going to take TikTok away from us. Last night, the Senate passed the sell or ban TikTok bill. Bipartisan support. So if you wear a jersey, you know, you got to be mad at both political parties because they're all in on it. President Grandpa signed the bill into law yesterday, and the legislation gives the Chinese parent company known as ByteDance a year to sell TikTok's U.S. operations or face a ban. In other words, you can't run it out of China, or we're going to ban you. from being allowed to be used in the United States. Now, lawmakers say this. I love this. What is the expression, Dawn? You're bad at expressions, but you live the lifestyle. Yeah. I'm going to guess, you know, Brandon or Nick's going to know the exact. What's the expression about you close the barn door after the
one door closes and a window opens?
No, you close the barn door after the horses have left or whatever or something like that.
Well, all I know is when one door closes, another door opens.
Right. No. But this is where the window. It's not that one. I know that expression.
But there is a window.
This is about what's the point of closing the door when everybody's already left? Kind of.
Are you talking about your zipper?
No.
No, I know what you're talking about, and I don't know. I'm going to get it wrong.
Because it makes no sense. It's like the fox guarding the hen house, but it's not that.
Right, it's way to go.
Closing the barn door after the horses have bolted.
Right, there you go. What's the point?
They're already gone.
They're already gone, kind of thing. This is what I love about how they're defending having gotten this done 2 days ago, yesterday, technically. Lawmakers say control of the app by a foreign adversary poses too great a risk, including the potential for China to use it to collect intelligence on U.S. users and spread Chinese government propaganda. They've already done that. We know this. We know this from an Australian study. We know this from an American compliance study.
They're
with
too
it.
Too late to the party.
They've already collected the data of hundreds of millions of Americans who have either downloaded the app or somebody, probably not under any malicious intent, has sent them, hey, look at this funny thing I saw on TikTok, which you can watch without downloading the app. But guess what? They can still get into your phone when you just click on that text you got from a friend or whatever.
So basically, we're telling China, like, hey, you got one more year left. You can collect everything you need, but you got one more year. And we just gave a bunch of money to Taiwan, from what I understand, too, right?
Or they're probably like, whatever, we already got what we needed.
Yeah. There's all that, too. The Taiwan connection is about we buy all of our semiconductors and chips from them. They provide 90% of them. But that would be if which it's not going to, if the TikTok ban were to take effect, the app would disappear from the Apple and Google app stores. Now you'd still have it on your phone, but TikTok wouldn't be able to update the app, and it would over time become unusable. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason you got my news from the future thing. Let's look at the other side of this too. About 7 million U.S. businesses would be devastated if people couldn't use TikTok because they're making a ton of money by using it as a marketing tool, etc. This is not going anywhere anytime soon because they're going to immediately challenge this in court. There are tons of free speech advocates in America who are arguing you can't do this. There is no precedence for this. Free speech advocates have spoken out against the TikTok ban, saying longstanding Supreme Court precedent protects Americans' First Amendment right to access information, ideas, and media from abroad. They're going to challenge it. It's going to be held up in the court for years. So even if it were going to happen, it's not even going to be a year from now. It would be years from now before this even happens.
So I remember when you reported the story and it was like undeniable that China was doing this through our TikTok, right? Like undeniable. And I felt like I was at a zoo and I'm the person there watching the animals because, like, I mean, handfuls of people that I know that have it, and I'm telling them about this, they just didn't care. They want their TikTok, and I'm like, oh my God, you're basically you are being a spy for China. And they're like, whatever, I like my TikTok, look at this funny video. Yeah. I'm just like, oh my God, what is wrong with us?
People,
Jesus.
Even after we reported that story on the air, I would get links to my, you know, text messages, links to TikTok that I would not click on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that the other apps that I use are being used in some way to snoop and get information, just because it's all shrouded in some way.
So, Rob, do you know for sure, like, when you're on another app, so Facebook or Instagram, and you see a TikTok video link on there, is there any way that's still connected to your phone and can China still look into it?
Yep. That's all you gotta do.
Damn.
Absolutely. You know, that's the irony, of course, about all of this. This is all about money and optics. So the optics of it are, look at us. We're banning TikTok because now it doesn't play well with the youth vote, but fortunately there's no such thing as the youth vote. So it looks like we're protecting you from the, you know, it's many years too late from these evil people that are stealing your information. And people go, oh, good, yeah, let's stick it to China. You know, they gave us that dirty bat and that virus. You know, stick it to them. Well, in the end, it is, of course, all about one real thing, power and
money.
Because who would benefit from an actual TikTok ban if it happened? It would be YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. They would benefit the most. By the way, they all share information with the U.S. government, which apparently is totally fine.
Yeah.
That
we're
fine with, because we're the good guys.
U.S.
The U.S. government would never do anything with our information.
And Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.